Raven, do you think it's part of their training to be really secretive and to be veiled in darkness?
Absolutely. And yeah. I think that they get good at it. Mm-hmm. And then I think that they, I'm not going to say have fun with it, but sometimes they do. And then it all leads to just more questions and second guessing after. I mean, it happened again this time. We talked about it before I went in for this MRI, and it happened exactly like you and I discussed.
Yep.
And it will happen the next time somebody goes in for one, or if I have to go back, God forbid. Oh, yeah, it happens every time.
So if you've ever had a CAT scan, or for me, when I was pregnant, I had a ton of ultrasounds, or sure. Raven, his MRI. What they do is you go in for the testing, right? Now, you know that the technician that's doing it, they look at you, they immediately know what's wrong with you.
It's like a paralegal. Like a paralegal, everybody knows, is the lawyer. Right. The paralegal is the law firm. The nurse is the doctor, right? We understand that.
And it's the same thing all the time. We're going to have to wait for the doctors to be able to review everything, and they're going to reach out to you. And you're like, you can tell right now.
Right.
You, like, just, like, I remember with the ultrasounds, it was always so awful because you would look and you just want to hear that
the
your baby's
right
fine.
The screen's right there next to your face.
Right.
It's like, right there.
And now I have to be a detective. Right. I'd be like, so you think that's a boy or a girl? Like, you know, we can't say until 16 weeks. You have looked at a million of these every day. And then the worst is when they're extra quiet.
Yeah.
And then they're just like,
am I dying? Am I dying? That's immediately what you're thinking. And then they make a note, and then they never write like a word in English. They just write, it's like a scribble and a notch in front of you.
I remember one time I had two doctors walk in during an MRI, and I was like, somebody to explain to me why all these doctors are just staring at me.
I mean, they
could have
been
right
in
now.
There dropping off coffee.
Right.
You have no idea what they were doing. Like, I mean, they could have walked in doing anything.
So what happened this time at your MRI?
So I go in. I've been having some trouble with my back, but it's happening. It's like on the side of my body. All right. So I go in and the doctor ordered an MRI because, you know, typically with your back, you'd think, oh, it aches right here. And then I know what it is. With this, they've been like, you know, are you having any trouble when you urinate? Are you having this? Like, they're trying to figure out if it's my kidney, my back, whatever. They order the MRI. So I'm already freaked out because, I mean, what is it? Am I going to die tomorrow? I don't know, right? So right. I go in. Of course, the guy's all jokes, all right? Hey, welcome. What's up, man? This is how it's going to work. We're going to go in. He's got more jokes than I want to hear, honestly, at the beginning of this thing because I just want to get to it. You know, I'm already nervous thinking about it. I've gotten more claustrophobic about it the older that I've gotten to. You know, they shove you in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fatter you are, Anna, the more uncomfortable it is.
I can imagine.
Well, I'm fatter than I've been.
Yeah.
All right. So right now it's pretty uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I go in there and I put on the, you know, the doctor pants that they give me, all that stuff. And I go in there for the MRI. And again, the guy's all jokes and talk before counts it down 15 minutes. I got all these different scans I go for. Right. I get out. Boom. No conversation after. All right, man. They'll call you with your results here. And then I'm like, did he change his tone of voice?
Right.
Is he nicer to me now because I'm leaving? Because he knows I'm actually going to drop dead in a week?
What's going on?
I have no idea.
All right. He's like, he's got 24 hours
left.
And
then if he says, see you around or see you later, does that mean that he's going to be seeing me all the time? Or is that just something that somebody says when somebody's walking out the door?
It's so terrible. And you don't know.
Even worse this time. I asked for a copy of it on CD.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm going to see other doctors.
No.
And what does Alicia say as soon as I get home? Did they tell you what's up? I said, of course not. You know, you've been to one before. She's like, is that really the scans? Because let's do this.
Right. And then you start Googling. So what happened? Did you get the results? We're going to find out coming up next. I would hope that there's a good payoff for how long you've made me wait all throughout the weekend to find out what happened.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about test results, right, is that you have to wait for them, and it is an unnerving time. So I go in for an MRI last week. I'm having, you know, pain all throughout my right side, honestly. If it was just in one spot on my back, Anna, then I wouldn't really be nervous. But the truth is that I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about this.
So Raven has been complaining, all these aches and pains and all that, and finally you went to get the MRI, and like, if you've ever had one of those tests, the ultrasound, the MRI, the CAT scan, all of them, it's so nerve-wracking because you know the people, like, that are doing it, the techs, they know what you have.
Look, they know what they're looking at.
But
I mean, they see the stuff all day.
Yeah.
It
drives me nuts, but they don't say a word. They're like shrouded in secrecy and darkness.
That's
right. They're like their mouth is zipped shut.
Same thing happens when I go in for this MRI last week, right? The guy, he's all jokes and he's funny guy. This is on Thursday. He's you know, all jokes and conversation beforehand. When I get out, he's still nice, but it just feels weird. The energy's different and he won't tell me anything. And I'm thinking about bribing him like the cable guy and asking for a little bit more extra on the install.
Right.
He says, no, listen, they got to review the results, right? They'll call you, standard stuff. You know the deal. And then he says, all right, take it easy. So I go home. No call that day. No result. No nothing.
You and never get a call.
And it was later in the day. So yeah. I was like, okay, fine. I didn't sleep well. Mess with my breakfast a little bit the next day. Go to work, same thing.
But the
now
best
it's
part,
in the Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
But they gave you the CD.
Yeah,
That's the best part.
I asked for the CD, and my wife, as soon as I got home on Thursday, was like, well, what did they say? I was like, you know they don't say anything. She's like, oh, my God, that's the CD. Let's look at it. And right on the CD, there's a sticker that says, basically, you need a professional to view these. Like, it'll work on your computer, but don't freak yourself out. Just wait for your results.
So you immediately Googled everything and like, images.
I thought about it, but I literally didn't want to go down that wormhole. It's too dangerous. Friday, I get the phone call in the afternoon. I see it's the number from the doctor. Okay, I pick it up. I was in the middle of two other things, but I was like, I have to take this.
Yes.
Let me find out what's going on. It's a very nice woman on the phone. She says that we have your results here, and they'd like to review them with it. And I said, great. And she says, the nearest appointment he has is in 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
I swear to you right now.
Okay.
You think you're in agony. I said to her, I was like, you must be joking, right? I was like, I haven't really slept or ate right over the last day and a half for me to get this. She says, well, there is one earlier appointment with his partner comes up on Thursday in the afternoon. And I'm like,
well, here's the good news.
What am I supposed to do between now and then? What's the good news? Tell me, please.
The good news is that if it was something that you were going to die before Thursday,
that I needed surgically removed from me immediately,
they wouldn't make you wait.
You think. So I said to her immediately, I was like, you have to be kidding me. I was like, is there somebody that can call me between now and then? I was like, I'll happily take that appointment, but somebody has to call me. I was like, because I'm going to freak out.
Right.
And she said exactly what you just said. She said, well, the good news is, she said, I don't have your results here. She says, but I got to think that if it was really, really, really bad, they'd want you in here like tomorrow.
Exactly.
But she said she doesn't have my results. She doesn't know.
Well, no.
She's just rolling the... Maybe nobody even looked at them yet.
Somebody looked at them. Everything is probably... there's something wrong. They're going to have to fix it because otherwise they just would have told you over the phone everything is fine.
But what if they're going to tell me nothing's wrong? Couldn't they tell me something's wrong?
No.
A little something?
Well, because then you're going to be more worried. See? I don't know why they do this.
The further I go into this, the more I start thinking about opening up that CD.
Right. Just open it up.
So you'll
bring
have
to
wait
me.
Till Thursday.
Let me look at it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.